Bitcoin drops below $67,000 as 300 million in longs get wiped out. Bitcoin fell below $67,000 on March 27, hitting its lowest level in 2 weeks, as $300 million in leveraged long positions were liquidated across crypto markets. Only $50 million in short positions were closed in the same window, a 6.1 ratio that reflects how one-sided the positioning had become. As of March 27, BTC was trading at $66,551, down 4.3% over 24 hours. ETH fell to $119,294, down 3.7%. SOL dropped 5.3% to $83.21. The CoinDesk 20 index lost 2.2% since midnight UTC. The Fear and Greed index sat at 23, deep in fear territory. 5 wipeouts in 10 days. This was not an isolated event. It was the 5th time in 10 days that long liquidations approached $300 million. A large liquidity cluster around $66,000 had been visible on derivatives dashboards for days, and the market moved precisely to trigger it. The pattern is mechanical. Traders open leveraged longs, expecting a bounce. Price drifts toward the liquidation cluster. Forced selling by exchanges accelerates the move, and the cluster gets swept. Then positioning resets, and new longs rebuild at lower levels. The fact that this cycle has repeated 5 times in under 2 weeks suggests the market has not yet found a price where leveraged buyers stop getting punished. Oil at $100, NASDAQ down 10%. The drop did not happen in isolation. NASDAQ 100 futures were trading at 23,060, roughly 10% below their January highs. Oil prices topped $100 per barrel, driven by renewed Iran escalation fears that have pushed energy costs into territory that complicates central bank rate cut expectations. Higher oil feeds into inflation expectations. Higher inflation expectations push rate cuts further out. Delayed rate cuts tighten liquidity. Tighter liquidity pressures risk assets. Bitcoin, the most volatile major risk asset in most portfolios, absorbs that pressure fastest. The correlation between BTC and the NASDAQ has tightened again after briefly decoupling earlier this month. When equities sell off in response to macro stress, crypto tends to sell off harder. The options expiry aftermath, Friday's $15 billion Bitcoin options expiry, which we covered earlier this week, had pointed to $75,000 as the max pain price. That level is now $8,000 above spot. The gravitational pull of options market makers toward max pain failed to materialize, and the entire option structure has shifted bearish. Puts are now trading at a 6-to-8 volatility point premium over calls across all expirations. That is the kind of skew you see when options traders are paying up for downside protection, not speculating on a rally. Bitcoin's 30-day implied volatility index, BVIV, and Ethereum's equivalent, EVIV, continued declining even as spot prices dropped, which is unusual. Normally, a sharp sell-off drives implied volatility higher as traders scramble for puts. The fact that VOL is falling with price suggests the move is orderly, not panicked, which paradoxically makes further downside more likely. Panic creates capitulation bottoms. Orderly selling creates trends, altcoins in the outlier. The broader altcoin market followed BTC lower. ETHFI lost 6% since midnight. WLD, WIF, SEI, and FEET all dropped between 3.6% and 4.7%. XRP open interest climbed 2% to 1.95 billion XRP, the highest since early February, which signals traders are opening new positions into the sell-off rather than capitulating. One outlier, Ondo rose more than 8%, driven by Franklin Templeton's ETF tokenization news. When the entire market is red and one token is green, the explanation is almost always a specific catalyst unrelated to broader sentiment. Neutral RSI points, lower the average relative strength index, across all crypto tokens remained in neutral territory, despite the sell-off. In previous drawdowns this cycle, RSI has typically needed to hit oversold levels, below 30, before a meaningful bounce materialized. Neutral readings during a sell-off mean the market has room to fall further before technical indicators flash a buy signal. Combined with declining implied volatility, a put skew across all expirations, repeated liquidation sweeps, and macro headwinds from oil and equities, the short-term setup favors more pain before relief. For holders using crypto cards to spend from their balances, this kind of environment means the purchasing power of BTC and ETH-denominated holdings is shrinking in real time. Anyone spending directly from volatile assets is effectively selling at a local low. Stablecoin-funded cards, like those available with zero FX fees, avoid this timing problem entirely.